Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. How often have we heard these words, read at the funerals of friends and loved ones? Next to Psalm 23, this may be one of the most requested and comforting scriptures in time of death. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you? How often have we heard these words read and been comforted by the thought? Even in time of death, God is with us. God has prepared a place for us in Jesus Christ that we may spend eternity embraced by the love of God. When our time on earth is through, Christ himself will come and take us to live with him in God's eternal home. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. How often have we heard these words? Too often. For as much as we hear these comforting words read at the funerals of family and friends whose deaths we grieve, we are grieving the deaths, more often than not, of those who have lived long and full lives. People of faith who have enjoyed 70, 80, 90, even 100 years of life, surrounded by those they love, doing good work which has given their lives meaning, serving Christ faithfully, and enjoying life to its fullest. But what of the families and friends of the 26 people, men, women, and children, babies, who lost their lives at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland, Texas? Or of children killed in the violence of our streets? Or of women who die at the hands of one they love? Or of young black men who are killed because they fit the profile? Or of officers ambushed in the line of duty? Their families shouldn't have to listen to these comforting words. They should be working, playing, worshiping, and praying with their loved ones. And would be if we as a nation had the courage and conviction to address the cultural malignancies of gun violence, domestic violence, mental illness, and poverty. Young men shouldn't bear the burden of toxic masculinity. Young women shouldn't pay the price because we can't teach our children to treat others with dignity and respect. People with mental illness should be free to seek healing without shame. More gun owners, politicians, and lobbyists should be leading the vanguard to end gun violence. People killed while praying deserve more than our prayers. Their graves cry out for justice. Yes, as people of faith, we are prepared to offer comfort and consolation in times of death, even after an unspeakable tragedy like Sutherland. Jesus' words offer the profound hope that even in death, we shall dwell with God. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Comforting words at a funeral. But Jesus and his disciples weren't at a funeral. They hadn't gathered to give thanks to God for the life of their loved one. Yes, Jesus was speaking to them about what was to become of him, but he wasn't simply preparing his disciples to die, offering them the assurance that they would one day be reunited with him and dwell in God's house together. No, Jesus was not simply preparing his disciples to die. He was teaching them how to live. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have hope. You believe in God, believe also in me. You have waited patiently and faithfully for God's Messiah. Have hope, even in this dark hour. For I am he. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Beloved, if we hear Jesus' words only as some far-off promise, we are not listening. Yes, the day will come when we shall dwell in God's house forever. But Jesus is calling for us to dwell with God today. In his last hours, with his closest friends, preparing them for the inevitable, Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus is speaking specifically of the events to come. Judas's betrayal, Jesus' arrest in the garden, Peter's denial, Jesus' trial before Pilate, Jesus' crucifixion, and his death. They can do nothing to change their destiny. They can only choose how to respond in their moment of crisis. Jesus encourages them to respond with courage, faith, and hope. Do not let your hearts be troubled by the events to come. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus has given his life to help them understand. We are created to love God. Even now, they may face this moment, his death, with the assurance and hope of God's love. Even now they may trust the promise Christ has made. God is with them. And though Christ would soon leave them, he is going to create a place for them. He is going to prepare for them an eternal home with God. In the meantime, Jesus' departure and the arrival of the Advocate, the person and power of the Holy Spirit, creates the opportunity for his disciples in every age to share Jesus' relationship with God today. As a father has compassion on his children, as a mother comforts her child, so too can we enjoy God's love today. Because Jesus has prepared a place for us. Friends, John's entire gospel is about God's decision to dwell with us in Jesus Christ, in this life and the next. What we hear this morning is even death will not destroy our relationship with God. But what does this mean for this life? What happens next? A couple weeks ago in the announcements, I said, referring to today, Commitment Sunday is November 12th. Next to Christmas and Easter, this is probably the most important Sunday in the year for you to be here. At that point, understandably, you all started laughing. Pastor Meyer starts talking about the importance of Commitment Sunday, and we know what he's really saying. We need your pledge cards. And I'll admit the finances are what keep me up at night. But our session has done a great job. We're no longer budgeting $70,000 deficits like the one I inherited when I came. Last year, we were in the black. This year, with a good Christmas, we should meet budget. Your financial support is critical. No question. But let me be clear. All the money in the world doesn't mean a thing if we aren't serving Jesus Christ. We could have a $10 million endowment. And yeah, I would sleep a lot better if we did. But it wouldn't mean a thing if we weren't using the money to deepen our relationships with Jesus Christ and share his love with others. Yes, I want to provide a safe, warm, and beautiful place for us to worship God. Yes, I want to provide gainful employment for our staff so they may take care of the health and well-being of their families. Yes, I would like us to have our daily bread and maybe a little more. And given the world in which we live, these are not easy tasks. We need everyone's commitment to do those things. But I am as concerned that we are doing all we can to give our parents and grandparents the spiritual resources to raise their children well, to teach young men and women how to treat one another in the name of Jesus Christ, to show people living with mental illness they are welcome here as they seek to navigate their illness and find peace, to empower people to use their faith to transform their politics rather than have their politics coerce their faith, to show the world what justice, compassion, and peace look like through the eyes of Jesus Christ. And for those nearing the end of their life's journey, who have put their name on that great waiting list in the sky for one of those many mansions in God's house, to give them peace of mind and heart, that they may die well and look forward to hearing, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Beloved, this is why it is important for you to be here today and commit your life to Jesus Christ. We don't have to live troubled lives in a troubled world. Christ has made a way for us to dwell with God in this life and the next. Christ has made a way for us to live in peace. May you hear this good news today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Rejoice and believe. Christ has made a place for you. Thanks be to God.